From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. A major snowstorm is slowing travel to less than a crawl in the upper Midwest. As Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, the southern part of that state is bearing the brunt.
This is major snow, even in a state known for it. About an inch has been falling every hour all day. About 160 miles of I-90 had to be shut down because of poor visibility, and many state highways are closed too. Rebecca Arndt with the Minnesota Transportation Department says visibility will be zero tonight because of blowing snow.
We actually had winds recorded at 64 miles per hour. The superintendent described it as worse than anything we dealt with last year.
At the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, most flights were canceled yesterday before the storm hit. The few that are flying today are taking off in intervals as pilots wait for plows to clear the runways. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Paul.
Ambassador Richard Holbrooke, the president's special envoy to Pakistan and Afghanistan, is in the hospital after having an emergency procedure. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, Holbrooke is a veteran diplomat who's been given some of the thorniest foreign policy challenges.
Holbrooke has been in foreign policy hotspots much of his career. He's best known for his efforts to broker a negotiated settlement that ended the war in Bosnia in 1995. President Clinton then appointed him to be U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. Early in his administration, President Obama selected him to serve as envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
One of the sons of convicted investor Bernard Madoff is dead. Police say Mark Madoff was found hanging in his Manhattan apartment this morning. His father was arrested exactly 2 years ago today. Authorities are investigating Mark and his brother Andrew's involvement in the scheme that led to their father's jailing, but no criminal charges had been brought against the sons. Two explosions in Stockholm, Sweden today killed one person and injured two others. The BBC's Damian McGuinness reports an investigation is underway to determine if the explosions were terrorist-related.
Security police in Sweden received an email about 10 minutes before the first explosion in Stockholm on Saturday afternoon. The mail contained a sound file in both Swedish and Arabic in which a voice condemns Sweden's presence in Afghanistan. Sweden is also criticised for supporting the Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who in 2007 drew a controversial cartoon of Muhammad.
The BBC's Damian McGuinness reporting. There's been an outbreak of violence across Afghanistan the last couple days. At least 15 civilians have died and dozens more are injured. There are also reports more than 25 insurgents have been killed. The latest series of attacks includes a car bomb explosion in Kandahar today and a roadside bomb in Helmand Province yesterday. This is NPR News. German combat troops have been stationed in France for the first time since World War II as part of a French-German military cooperation deal. Eleanor Beardsley reports the agreement shows the two European Union powers have forever buried their former hatreds.
A German battalion officially takes up arms this weekend in eastern France. The event was celebrated in a ceremony attended by the two countries' defense ministers. French and German children gathered to watch. German Chancellor Angela Merkel hailed the military deal, saying that seeing German soldiers welcome on French soil after the crimes committed by the Nazis was a very powerful symbol. French President Nicolas Sarkozy called it a sign of the depth of the Franco-German friendship. The German troops are stationed near the city of Strasbourg in the Alsace region of France. Alsace-Lorraine changed hands three times in one century as France and Germany fought each other in the Franco-Prussian War, World War I, and World War II. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Auburn's Cam Newton has won the Heisman Trophy. It's not clear, though, whether he can keep it. The star quarterback brushed off an NCAA investigation of his recruitment, saying that winning the award is a dream come true. Newton is the third player from Auburn to win the Heisman. Recently, the NCAA determined his father tried to peddle him to Mississippi State for cash. The New York Giants aren't having much fun in the snow. With all of the snow blowing around the Twin Cities area, the football team was forced to land in Kansas City today instead of Minnesota. The Giants are set to play the Vikings on Sunday with kickoff scheduled for 1 p.m., but a spokesman with the NFL says the game will be moved back if the weather doesn't get better. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.